Well, the Prime Minister says his government is absolutely committed to freedom of the press, and under sustained questioning from journalists over the AFP raids, he also says he's talked to editors and is open to discussing any issues that need addressing. Well, Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick is already lining up to offer an option for when Parliament returns on the 2nd of July. Senator Patrick joins me. Welcome to the program, Senator.
Good evening, Linda.
You want to push for a constitutional amendment to enshrine press freedom. What exactly do you have in mind?
A relatively simple amendment, although I acknowledge the process can be very complicated, but an amendment that would replicate what is in the US Constitution, their First Amendment, that goes to freedom of speech and freedom of the press.
You've mentioned already that these things are not easy. Is it not a better idea to change existing laws, like fundamentally overhauling the idea of secrecy that's been entrenched in the system since 1914?
Well, you can set about changing the laws, but of course there are a whole raft of laws, and particularly since 9/11, there's been the strengthening of a whole range of laws right across the spectrum that deal with national security. And let me give you a very, very simple example of why perhaps a protection in the Constitution is necessary. When we dealt with metadata laws, the Parliament placed a restriction on the issuing of warrants in order to get metadata. We restricted that to only circumstances where the person issuing the warrant had received a briefing from a public interest advocate as to why they shouldn't execute a warrant. Now, the police conceded today that they bypassed that particular process, probably because the burden was too high. So they've gone for the easy way out, and that was to go to Ms. Smethurst's home and to go to the ABC. So you can have laws in place, but then you find that the police are doing as they appear to have done in this instance, taking the easiest pathway to get what they want to get anyway.
What about a Bill of Rights? That's been talked about a lot, or Peter Grester has argued for a Media Freedom Act, those sort of more overarching legislative frameworks. Would they be achievable, helpful?
Well, the problem with the Bill of Rights is that that the scope is so large and it's so complex. And what we've found is this week we've got we've got very disturbing events taking place that I think we need to resolve relatively quickly. And a Bill of Rights, whilst I would support one, would just take too much time to resolve what is a very, very important issue, and that is freedom of the press.
So how quickly, assuming you could get support, could a constitutional amendment be gotten up? Because we've seen historically that's incredibly complex and takes a long time.
Well, it can be complex, but the process is we table the bill, it goes off to a Senate committee where everyone will have their say on the merits of freedom of press, on the merits of freedom of speech. We'll get a recommendation out of that. Then it has to go through, the bill has to pass the Senate, go back to the lower house. At that point, a process kicks in place where we have a referendum run by the AEC. The complexity is in this is with the nature of the issue, not particularly the process. We could be having a referendum in 6 months. It's important. It's really important to make sure that we protect our press. And what I'm trying to avoid, noting the situation we've found ourselves in this week, is where there's complexity in competing legislation or conflicting legislation. In all of those circumstances, if there's something written into our constitution, there is no question what prevails when there's an inconsistency.
There's also, of course, you're going to be racking and stacking constitutional referenda. I mean, does this come before an Indigenous recognition referendum? It seems to run into other complications there.
Well, perhaps it does, but I would simply look at this particular issue. It's an important issue. We deal with it on its own, and the press are under attack at the moment. No matter how you look at this, the AFP made it very clear today that this is about journalists. It's about sources. It's about journalists. You can imagine any journalist tonight sitting there thinking, "I've got a public interest story to publish. Do I risk going to jail for doing my job?"
Okay. Senator Rex Patrick, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Centre Alliance Senator Rex Patrick.